With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting another star-studded lineup tonight for the Democrats as they hold night three of their party convention in Chicago. Bob Agnew reports.
Democrats have made their theme for tonight's event a fight for our freedoms. Speakers will no doubt echo party talking points often raised during the first two nights, including a special focus on progress they say a Kamala Harris administration would accomplish for minorities and women, and the party's vow to see abortion legal once again nationwide. Tonight's speakers will include former House Speaker Representative Nancy Pelosi, former President Bill Clinton, and presumptive vice presidential nominee Tim Walz. Bob Agnew at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
A new poll shows approximately 4 in 10 U.S. adults don't know enough about Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz to form an opinion, compared to 3 in 10 for the GOP's J.D. Vance.
The poll, conducted by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, shows that 4 out of 10 Americans don't know enough about Democratic vice presidential nominee Minnesota Governor Tim Walz to form an opinion. The same goes for about 3 out of 10 Americans regarding Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio, the Republican vice presidential nominee. The current polling finds that Vance's support within the Republican Party has doubled to 6 out of 10 among Republicans, mostly attributed to the rise in awareness of him and his policies. Similarly, the AP NORC poll found that Walz maintains favorable opinions with 6 out of 10 Democrats, with approximately 3 out of 10 not knowing enough about him to form an opinion. I'm Bernie Bennett.
Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will speak Friday about the present historical moment and his path forward. His campaign announced the speech on Wednesday, fueling growing speculation that Kennedy could drop out. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 55 points, the Nasdaq rose 102. This is SRN News. California lawmakers kill a child protection bill.
The measure would have made it more difficult for small kids to access pornography online, and it passed the state assembly with flying colors. But when the legislation reached the state Senate's Appropriations Committee, it was quietly killed without a vote. The California Family Council accuses lawmakers of giving in to pressure from the pornography industry, saying, quote, "It seems that money talks louder than common sense in this state." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has temporarily cleared the way for a boy to play soccer for his high school team while he and another student challenge a New Hampshire ban. U.S. District Court Chief Judge Landia McCafferty found that the boy had demonstrated likely success on the merits of the case and that he would suffer irreparable harm without emergency action. The order was granted as the athletes also argue for the judge to block the law while their lawsuit proceeds. This is SRN News. A revised report suggests U.S. jobs growth is slowing down. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The U.S. economy added over 800,000 fewer jobs last year than first reported, according to the latest revised total from the Labor Department. The revision is intended to account for new companies and ones going out of business. Hardest hit were professional and business services, as well as hospitality and leisure. The data follows a jobs report for July that was worse than expected and adds to signals that the job market has been slowing. Economists say the downgraded jobs numbers suggest that the Federal Reserve will be more likely to cut interest rates sooner than later in an effort to boost the economy without fueling inflation. Jennifer King, Washington.
Brazil will begin imposing restrictions on the entry of some foreign citizens from Asia seeking refuge in the South American nation as a means to migrate to the United States and Canada. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.